Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Zitronen 750 Gramm für nur 1,49 Euro. Oder helle kernlose Tafeltrauben 500 Gramm auch für nur 1,49 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Like, this is like, I love this shit. I can't wait for the season to start, especially
next year.
They're
going to see once that process drops. They're going to see your passion. Me and Hex just watched a clip, walked in. Of course, Roger's working on
it. Whoa. It's too much.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay.
But it's just, there's clips in there of during the bad times of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're gonna see Hex's passion behind it.
It took a lot.
Shit's going to be a banger, though. Shit is going to be a banger.
Optic Podcast episode 242. We got the co-host is Pammy, Bose, Maniac, and me too.
It's been a minute.
Damn,
I haven't been on an Optic pod in so long.
Like,
ever since I went full-time doing the other, hosting the other pods, whoa. I haven't been on this in a
Damn.
Minute. What y'all be doing over here? Has it fell off since I've been gone?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Viewership, for sure.
I mean, they got me here, bro.
Do the math.
I'm feeling it.
Do the math. So, chat or listeners, I'm just gonna say, I think it's universal now that you just... called
chat?
Chat, right?
It is kind of that thing.
I like that.
Yeah, y'all know what we're talking about, yeah, right, chat? All right, so we've been discussing this fishing trip to Mexico, and then Pammy just got in here today, and Bo said that he would go, and this is one of my typical, we fly into Monterrey, we go to Presa El Cuchillo, and then we catch Niners, Teners, 11ers, 12ers, dang. But I'm telling them that, so you know, it's a trip to the motherland. We're gonna land. We're gonna eat good every single day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm. So I just don't know if they're being like honest.
100%.
You're 100%.
I'm down to go.
It's so far away though. Yeah. Life happens fast.
Yeah.
So once it could come up. Right. No, I'm 100% down to go, man. That's probably gonna be my only trip, I guess you could say, this year.
Yeah, but you do understand, like, I'm going to paint a picture for both.
What's your goal of this?
I don't want to hear no
fun?
Bullshit. What?
What's your goal of this?
I need to catch a 10-pound bass.
A good time?
Yeah, that happens organically. I am talking about you, literally, your goal is to catch a double-digit bass. That's your goal.
But then we got to gut it.
No,
disrespectful to the fish.
No, what, taking their lives,
piercing their fucking
piercing their fucking, you know, you gotta eat.
No,
it.
Listen, I get it. I am a hypocrite. I the same way that I don't go hunting, but I still go fishing.
You ever watch that? I'm just gonna assume he might be Asian. He's like an Asian fisherman, dude.
Which one?
I don't know.
One rod, one reel?
Chat would know. I might be able to like Google it, but he's like a big fisher YouTuber.
I already know who you're talking
one
about.
One rod, one reel.
But I don't know.
He's like the OGs.
What is it?
The OGs.
One?
He's this guy, one rod, one reel, back before I even started Bashers, which was before Guggen. Like I was watching his shit. He was like a daily vlogger in Maryland. Fucking legend. Mike?
Is
fucking
him?
Legend.
One rod, one reel. I don't know if this is him.
He's so good, bro. He's mad athletic, too.
But there's some fisher dude who, like, goes out. He'll just be in some random shit creek, and he'll just, like, catch some fish and then take it back. His, like, family and friends are there. Or family and friends are, like, catching it as well. They all just take their fish back, like, right outside of the lake. They set up a grill. They peel it all. They make fucking sushi.
No.
Like, it looks like...
Sushi.
I mean, we'd probably fuck it up and get sick.
Trout, maybe?
Yeah, no, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Sushi with that type of fish.
Yeah,
yeah, no.
Salmon, I guess.
I saw what I saw.
Damn,
but need a little something.
They know what they're doing. But yeah, they'll cook it as well. They'll make certain dishes, but they're just on the side of the fucking swamp is little, what it looked like.
Little fish fry, though, with some tartar
sitting
sauce,
on stones, like on just cooking it up on the grill.
No, we're not doing that. We're going to a resort.
That's the
we go to a resort.
All-inclusive.
It's like amenities.
Fish, though, keep the fish, but, you go to jail.
Yeah. But you got to... Nah. Hold on.
Why did you be...
God bless. God bless you. One more?
One for the road.
God bless you.
Okay, so I'm going to paint the picture for you.
Paint the
picture. Last, we're not going to this place, but last time I went to this place, it's in Bacharach. We took a plane from here, 2.5 hours to Mexico City. We stayed the night. We stayed the whole day the following day, and then we flew out at 7 a.m., took a two-hour flight to Los Mochis in Sinaloa. Once we landed in Los Mochis, we got picked up. First of all,
don't say.
We don't talk about that stuff.
Okay.
But I ain't going because no one got rank. That's the issue. I'm trying to make it back home.
Can't bring pipe.
Can't bring glizzy to Sinaloa. All right.
So we get picked up in the van, and then we take 3 to 4 hour journey into the mountains. The last hour, there is no internet. Okay, there's no internet. Okay,
no Hinge.
Yeah, but look, it is literally, bro.
Are
it
you
is
there right now. Is that where that
it
is?
It is. Yeah, I'm right there.
Yeah, he's covered up.
Uh huh.
I had them shades in.
Wait, why? You have to cover yourself in the sun.
Was it cold?
Well,
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, at night, yeah, it gets.
I had
cold.
Them binoculars. That's broad in
you just did that for swag.
No, you cover as much of yourself as possible for protection.
In case
he
a
did
fish
it for
pops
sunburn
up.
Slash
no, from the sun, dude. From the sun.
Sunburn slash binoculars in the mountains and shit.
Listen, y'all going too far into something we didn't need to go far into. But look, this is heaven on earth, bro. It is lit, like it is the most beautiful place that you're ever gonna go.
I'll tell you what, really on that fish, man. Whatever feeling you feel from doing this, yeah. I've never experienced that. So I hope to get that feeling.
Okay, well listen. There is something to be said about you capturing a wild animal and then willingly put your hand into its mouth so that you can bring it up eye to eye. Little kiss.
You're smooching him?
Do the Lake Fork guy.
Pour a shot down.
No.
Is that when it starts?
Ketchup?
Just tartar sauce?
Just jam his throat
give him the
ketchup.
Meal of his life real quick.
A sushi roll? Just the hot chip challenge?
Chester's hot fry just...
But it's a Mexican it fish, so it doesn't have any effect in it?
Pine Park THC gummy.
So ultimately, like you do the what's
there
that?
Goes.
What's that? Riley?
He's on fire.
But anyway, but it is a journey to get there, and it's a journey to get back. You know what I'm saying? Like we are going into the mountains. We're landing. We're dropping off our stuff. We're gonna eat really quickly, and then we're gonna get on the water. And we're
not
gonna fish
real
that
quickly.
Half- huh?
Absolute. Pig out sesh.
Yeah.
Talk ourselves.
Yeah.
Then go sleep.
But like you get there, right? And this is like I've been to 3 different lodges, and in every single one it's like the same. It's almost identical. And I don't know how they even communicate like this stuff. Obviously by phone, but no, I'm saying like it's like you get there and then they have like these margaritas that are just like perfectly iced and slushy. And they taste so good. And you just knock a couple of them out. You get in the right mood. Then you out in the sun from 2 p.m. till the sun goes down. Okay. That is 4 hours of being in the sun, casting 100+ times before you catch something, unless you're good like me. Okay. Next morning. Okay. You pull in around 6 o'clock. Sun's down. It's night. You get into your room. You take your shower. You get ready. You go to dinner. You eat your dinner, you hang out with your friends, you do what you do, you're either drinking or you're bullshitting, whatever it is, boom. And then you go to bed knowing full well that at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Goddamn right.
That's right, Shotzi. So they come in and wake you up and say, coffee's ready. You got to get up, go down to eat your breakfast. And then before the sun comes up at around like 6:05, 6:15, you're on the boat and you don't come off that boat until 12:30 so that you can eat for half an hour to an hour tops. Because you want to get out there because you're looking
then
for a
you're
tent.
Back out there?
Yeah.
Okay. All, no bro, bathroom break.
Do you be sweating hella?
Is
it hot under all that?
Nah, because it's not like there's a breeze out there. It's not dead air. You're up in the mountains.
I would get fried if I didn't wear like the proper shit.
Where's this? Yeah, no, look el cuchillo. El cuchillo.
I need like a
fire space C-U-C.
Oh, not for this. Air Forces.
IG.
Air Forces. No socks. Nike shorts. And a white tee.
Skinny jeans.
All you need. No, skinny jeans. Skinny jeans only if we hit
look at this.
Mexico City.
This is in Monterrey. This is like a quick flight too. And it's so good. It's got so many trees. It's good. Good fishing right there. That's where.
So what are these?
How big's the boat?
You can see it right there.
Oh, is it just like that one right there?
Yeah. We're gonna have like two of them.
Nah, so that's the other thing. It's like it's paired up. So you would go with me the first time, while Maniac goes with Lowe's, Pam goes with my boy Eric or one who however it splits up.
Randino?
Huh?
Sounds miserable.
Random?
Huh?
Is it like someone you know?
Boat?
Or is it like a...
No, you've met them. Okay. You've played ball with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've met them.
Oh, like they're homies from
They're my boys.
Oh, so every boat's just a duo.
Yeah, you've all met them. Okay. Yeah, but you have to go in two because there's the guide, which is the guide, obviously.
He's like a fishing guide?
And then two per boat, two fishers.
Okay.
Two fishermen, right? So we will split it up so that you guys learn how to fish, and then we'll get to fish together. And
are you drinking this trip?
You can drink.
I'm retired.
That's bullshit.
You can do whatever you want.
Like you got to drink.
Retired drinking.
He drinks every day.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like it would.
For you, man. Yeah.
I feel like he might.
He does.
Pam does. What? I bet every stream you're hammered.
He nightcaps with white claws. That's true because I know the lady that works at the gas station where you live.
I've seen.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
You nightcap every night with night claws. I know you.
They don't ever see me. You know why? Uber Eats.
No, you don't.
Big guy? No, don't. Always.
Big
drunk.
Guy.
Wait, always drinking.
Craquito.
This gas station guy?
I don't show face at the gas station. The Uber Eats guy does.
You Uber Eats your alcoholism?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man.
Drink your cows, dude?
Nah, I'm playing.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah, I mean, of course I'll be drinking, but I need to slow down.
Are we going
Summer's
out?
Past,
are
man.
Are we going out in Mexico City?
I mean, and then what, 5 a.m. wake up? I don't know.
No, that's if we were going to the other lake.
Morning fishing is a vibe.
Can we stay for
two
or 3 days extra? Explore?
Morning fishing's a vibe.
Yeah, might have to do that.
Morning fishing.
What a breeze.
Yeah, morning
low
fishing.
Low profile
would be nice.
Snapback on.
Listen,
a little bit of fog over the water.
Morning fishing's good, but you know what's better than morning fishing? All day fishing.
Okay.
So it's morning fishing, take break at lunch, eat, and then you're back out again.
The only reason you're going there is to fish. The only form of. Have TVs, but you're not going to watch them. Like, the only form of entertainment is eating your grub, drinking your drink, going to sleep, waking up and fishing all day. It is literally a fishing trip. It isn't like, yo, let's go to the bar or let's go to, like, it's not that. Okay? So don't bring your silk shirt.
I can bring
don't
something bring, with me.
Don't bring your half buttoned up fucking yeah, silk
don't bring
shirts
skinny jeans
and your snake jeans.
Y'all on your shit.
No skinny jeans?
I
can't get
also,
on the boat with
also,
my skinny jeans.
Also, we are going to be out there. You have to have, like, some loose pants. You know what I'm saying? You can't be bringing sweatpants out there on the boat.
I'm going to wear shorts.
Okay, perfect.
Now I'll clutch up.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll have the whole fit.
But, yeah, it is. What's up, Pam? Are you interested in such an adventure?
You can't wear Crocs.
Yeah, you can. All day.
Yeah, why not?
You can wear Crocs all day.
The squad's in, I'm in.
All right.
So right now, am I committing you three? Do you have your passports?
I got my passport.
I do got to redo mine.
Hurry up.
Dude, I don't know.
It takes like a week.
I don't know. All right, listen, it's probably going to be like early December.
Wait, hold on. Is COD out? Is COD going to be out when we go?
Oh.
Yeah. Dude, it's fucking 3 days. You're going to make more memories here than whatever montage you fucking clips you get.
Damn, he just bailed. Shit. He just bailed.
No, I didn't.
I'm down, though.
What the fuck? I'll be
there. Yeah? Bro, I'm telling you.
You know, I'll probably be sick of the game by then. I need to get
what
out.
I am,
like, you know?
What I am hoping happens is that you guys say, you know what, man? I'll do this shit again. So that now we like the party keeps getting bigger.
I'm down.
This isn't during Race to Prestige, right? Like this is. Like,
when's Race to Prestige, Riley?
That's whenever COD comes out. When is? Damn, you only get 2 weeks, or yeah,
see,
like 2 weeks to play.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see.
We got to figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But anyway, I want to talk about this YouTube controversy. Views are down for big creators. I know I felt it. Have you?
I felt it.
I want to see what the problem is. YouTube has responded to the drop in many views and creators are seeing. Desktop viewership saying it's likely not restricted mode. Instead, suggested a variety of other things, including ad blockers impacted view count accuracy.
Sick of fucking ad block, man.
You patch this shit?
Like, yeah, where's the patch at? It's
been years. Same thing with the hotel key in the pocket next to the credit card. Can they fucking patch
that?
Oh,
yeah, for real. I'm going to be honest. I've never, like, I've never demagnetized.
The hotel key, next to the debit card and it just doesn't work anymore.
Let's hear this because I am curious.
My analytics show a four-day drop starting on August 10th where the daily desktop views from a consistent 12,000 per day drop to 6,000 per day over 4 days and then remain at that. The other channels I've asked to check their analytics also corroborated this same drop. August 10th shows a substantial and sustained reduction in views from desktop source only, while not showing a correlation reduction from other device types. Quick side note, this correlation only happens to long-form videos and not to shorts. Channels which post a lot of shorts will not show this same correlation and the data will be skewed, but in a second I'll show you how to isolate your long-form videos and see that even if you have...
All right, Riley, I'm gonna say something. Most of the people that are watching this are not fucking YouTubers and don't give a shit about what the fuck we're watching. I don't give a fuck about this shit.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I stopped looking at my analytics a long time ago.
Like,
man.
It said top viewers. I'm like, I haven't uploaded in a minute, my lazy ass.
You just ain't nothing to see in my analytics.
What?
There's just nothing to see there, man.
But when the new COD drops, we're back.
We're so bad. Man.
I'm about to fucking grind. I mean, that has to happen with like every sort of off season for every, like, what about like Barstool Sports when there's not football going on? Like their shit's got to be dropping, right?
No, they have everything.
Riley,
what
over
do they
there,
watch
though?
In off season?
They got everything. Well, yeah, there's always some there's kind always of sport. Baseball. Golf.
There was some kind of sport.
Baseball, golf, soccer.
I've been playing tennis a little bit.
Have you?
I fuck with tennis.
No what shot. About What yeah. about pickleball?
Yeah, I like tennis better than pickleball.
Same.
Come on.
Pickleball's
tennis
for like
it's a bigger
the
court.
Knees and the ankles, yeah, but it, man. That tennis though, you get.
It's
more,
always like the non-athletes go to pickleball.
Now you're getting now.
And then I played.
Don't fuck with tennis like that.
I like
tennis. I've been playing tennis a little bit. It is fun. Getting out
like,
of the
why
sun.
Are we chopping? Why are we playing half court?
Yeah.
Half court, two people,
like,
a little tiny square.
Get the fucking big
ball's just getting
out.
Beamed right in front of me like I'm playing ping pong in the scuff basement. Like, I can't hit that shit back. I've been trying to find some activities to do this summer besides fucking alcohol. It didn't really work out too well.
I need to start hiking.
Summer's over, man.
Like, I'm thinking of joining the fucking.
Yo, hey, wait, time out. Riley, we need to go camping and we need to set this. I'm going camping.
I already got
this
the
weekend.
Spot. I already got the spot for us.
All right, let's go. Listen, you tell me where and I'll book it.
I got
Dude,
the perfect cabin.
I'm leaving this Thursday at 3 a.m., driving 10 hours to. Somewhere in fucking Missouri. I'm camping until Sunday. I'll be here Sunday by like 5.
Bro,
our
so
shit
fun.
Was only like an hour and a half away. Sky cabins, it's fire.
No, we're outside in tents.
Bro, not in Texas.
It does kind of make it like more official. Because we did
Texas?
That for that. We were in like, let's
bro,
just
put me
let's
somewhere
just tell
scary.
It how it was. When we did that video, I don't know how it did. Probably not that great. But whenever me, you, and...
it did good. You don't even know, so you went negative. If you don't know, say, oh, it probably did really good. What was the difference?
Whenever we went camping, I think I watched a little bit of it, and my favorite parts were not in the video, and it pissed me off.
Well, it's because...
When it was like midnight... Yeah,
look,
this
I got 1 million views.
This video, or this video doesn't do justice of how much fun I had that night.
Yeah.
I don't even
was so fun to me.
Like if I can't close my eyes knowing I can't get eaten by a bear, this is not fun to me.
Yeah,
I need to know.
I mean, should we just say where we actually were in this?
Yeah,
we were in like someone's backyard.
No, it was not. It wasn't like that.
We were deep. But
it's
it was
Texas backyard.
Someone's home. They could peep out and see our little tents there.
Maybe.
And they, but they like rent out that area for people to do that.
It's like, Steve, look at Pam.
But it was still just like
Pam loves pepper.
Oh my God.
Hey, I thought you were rolling something up.
What, was this 2024 or 2023? This was one of my top moments of 2023.
Yeah, it was so
like
good.
The video and stuff was cool, and like we were trying to make it good, but when it just came down to sitting down at the end and we're chilling. Cooking food and we're chilling and we're drinking maybe a little shroomy or something.
You little shroomsky.
Spiders surrounding us. Oh, like it bro, was just spider so, thing.
So many.
Just such
so
like mind, good conversation. Dude,
putting
and,
the
like,
flashlight on your forehead, watching them all stare at you.
And it was just so that. Fun.
Millions.
It was great.
And then I remember we talked about like, should we just bail right now and then leave? And they're like, nah, we got to do like the whole experience. We fell asleep at like 3 a.m., woke up at 6 a.m., did an outro and left.
To be fair,
with a worse sleep.
We were not prepared. Like there was no mats for the floor, so we were sleeping on like rocks.
That's that real shit, though.
Yeah, no. You need to have like your air.
We had
mattress.
A tent with a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Like there was no. We didn't have.
You have
like,
to have
cushions.
Padding, otherwise, like it's.
Yeah, fucked. No, we didn't have any padding.
Nah,
but I mean that's
Pam fucking left his door open and shit. Spiders.
Oh yeah,
in.
Did
you,
I?
You built your tent, but that never closed
he,
it.
He hung up the one his backpack on a man. Tree. Fucking mad spiders on trees, like wolf spiders.
Oh, that, roommates,
that was so
man.
Fun, man. That was so good. I love stuff like that.
That was one of my favorite videos I think we've ever done.
Yeah,
and it was just
dude,
us
me
three.
Too.
I was kind of disappointed it was just us three, but like it was fine with us three.
Yeah,
was it just us three?
Yeah, man.
It was us and Matt Craig.
And Matt, no, who's recording?
Matt Craig
left.
James was there as well.
Nah, I was think. It James or was
James,
it JP?
Craig.
James,
I think JP.
Wait, who was it?
Maybe it was JP.
I know that Matt Craig
was
left.
It three of them?
You guys are destroyed. Your fucking brain is fried.
Dude, you brought the Jack Daniels dude, it was like, night, so it was a
yeah,
little...
Bro,
it,
Jack Daniels.
It was like a year and a half ago. I don't remember who
Magic
it was.
Magic Mushrooms.
At one point, we had Sasquatch there, too. So the dude from the dude that plays Sasquatch...
That dude was tall as hell.
Yeah,
man.
The editor didn't do that good of a job of capturing my
tall
vision.
Tall as hell, bro.
I wonder who it was.
Probably JP. Shout out JP. Shout out JP.
That's it smells like AC, right? Like an AC unit just started burning.
Yeah, something.
Y'all talk about any controversial stuff on here yet?
Nah, we're not talking about that shit.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you want to.
I don't really want to, but I mean,
I'm
it is
down
the biggest.
To talk about some. Well, did you guys see that dude get his head chopped off in Dallas?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. What the fuck's going on?
Holy shit.
Like for I was talking
bro,
to E.
It's bro, that shit is crazy, bro. It's just like, bro, seeing that in real time and then he throws the head out of it like, oh my God. What the
wait,
fuck?
Was there like real
the head would have scared you?
Brother, he rolled the head
no, I
walked
saw it.
Up to it, picked it up, and when he started walking towards people, they were like, I would have did the same
what?
Shit.
Wait, there's video of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you see him holding the head?
He rolled the head down the driveway.
Is he arrested?
Yes.
Yeah, he's bye-bye.
What?
I don't... do that and get away.
Bro.
Yeah.
Not just like... Bro. Like, do they not comprehend, like, I'm going to be in a cell for the rest of my life,
did,
but like...
He didn't give a fuck. He literally cut the head off, rolled it down, picked it up, and was walking
so
away
he was
with
an
a head
employee.
In his hand.
He killed the owner of the hotel. He got sick of his ass and macheted him. And then
how, dude? What could go so bad that like I don't know of anything.
Detachment of
I can think of something that would make me want to do that to someone. Would I actually do it? I don't know. But like, how could your boss make you that mad to where you're willing to do that?
Your balls.
Your boss.
Oh,
chop his head off.
I don't know.
Like I even like hurting him maybe.
Well, not everybody has
killing
me as their
him
boss,
maybe.
Nick.
They probably were
chopped a head off and walk they, around with it,
crazy. Bro. When they pulled up and saw that, they're probably like, "What the fuck,
dude?
Holy shit!"
And there's is there actually like good video of it? Like, can you actually like
yes.
see him? He's rolls it down.
Yes, he walks up to the head and picks it up and starts walking towards the dumpster.
Did you watch the vid?
Shit. Yes,
you have the vid.
Nah, I don't
know if I want
look
to.
It
I, dude, I, some of I these really, videos going yeah, on lately.
Yeah, I'm good, man. Like it's just like the we're being tested.
Bro,
man.
I'm scrolling
humans.
I'm scrolling Twitter, and then the Charlie Kirk video pops up. First video is just the most up close.
Come on, man.
And it's just like, oh my God.
It's sad, sadness in the world, man. It's happening everywhere.
I don't know. Is there some more positive news going on?
Y'all talk, yeah, I know. We started talking
about yeah, look, LAT officially parts ways with Dan Gosty. I mean, that's not good news.
is there more positive news going on? Yeah, look.
Okay, I don't want to make levity like that in such a transition from such a sad thing.
No, we're trying to get off topic.
Wait. Hex dreams come true. Champs rumored to be heading to Vegas. Other rumor CDL event. Let me click on that. Exclusive COD Champs 2026 will be hosted by FaZe in Vegas. Listen, first of all,
like you can't miss with Vegas.
Home buff?
No, 100%. First of all, you cannot miss with Vegas. I think again, and this is my peeve, right? My the thing that chaps my ass the most about this whole city-based experiment that clearly did not work and clearly wasn't going to work is the fact that we sort of put ourselves in a box and not allowing ourselves to get creative with where we go next. You know what I'm saying? It is beyond me why if somebody name where you would want to be, name five events a year where you want to go.
Anaheim,
like, Dallas, especially, right? Remember, it's the watch party for
Dallas, Florida.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Boston, but as far as like everyone coming, it probably wouldn't be Boston. So I'm going to go like LA or something.
Okay.
A London would be fire.
London team.
I feel like that's long overdue.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, a Mexico event, a Toronto would be cool. Yeah, Chicago. Yes. There's a lot of,
exactly.
There's a lot of, exactly.
And all of those could be better, dude. Like I'm just
like, would a COD event in Mexico not be fire?
The Gears of War event in Mexico was fucking fire. What's up? This guy's gonna puke. I like where they're going, but like Las Vegas has to be I'm gonna say it. And I know that people want us to go to the UK, and I know that people want us to, like,
UK we go crazy.
Bro, for the players' sake, we should never have a champs anywhere that isn't somewhere like Texas or like Las Vegas. Texas and Los Angeles, California are going to kill you. Bex. Toronto, Texas are going to fucking murder you. London, Texas are going to murder you. And if we're talking about the biggest money grab of the season, like, it should be in a place in which these guys can take advantages from the
Florida, Vegas,
yeah,
Texas,
yeah.
Arizona,
okay. That aside, Las Vegas is definitely a must stop every single year. Mm-hmm. The same way that Toronto is a must stop every single year. It is what it is. But you know, Toronto's a good fucking spot to go to. Dallas is dope just because it's a central location, but I think that if we do Houston or Austin, they're gonna bang just as much.
Yep.
If we do a Mexico City event, like we're gonna turn up no matter where we host our event. But this whole like stay in your city bullshit, like it just doesn't make sense. I'll be honest, it doesn't make financial sense, which is the only sense that should be applicable on their side. Right, so it's like talking out of both sides of what is this, Riley? The none of the original 12 teams. Oh yeah,
damn,
that's crazy.
Well, Ultra, right? Oh, Koi
Gorillas.
Nope.
Are they been gone? Huh? Oh, Gentlemates.
Wait, it is random. I don't think I ever asked you this, Hector. How like you, in order to use Texas and Optic Texas, you had to like work with who, like, or can anyone just?
Yeah, anyone can do.
Oh,
it.
You can.
Yeah, yeah.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We turn to some funny places for support, but not everyone is a therapist. Not everyone is qualified. Not everyone is the one, but you could find your match on BetterHelp. We've all done it before, turning to our barista, barber, hairdresser, Uber driver, random stranger in the bathroom. As fun as they are to talk to about everyday topics, they may not always have the right answers. Instead, get guidance from a licensed therapist online with BetterHelp. BetterHelp has been helping people find their match for over 10 years and has a 4.9 rating out of 1.7 million client session reviews. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences. And our 10 years of experience in industry-leading match fulfillment rate means we typically get it right the first time. If you aren't happy with your match, you can always switch to a different therapist at any time from the Tailored Recs. BetterHelp is fully online, and you can pause your subscription whenever you need to and switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with a therapist at the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Find the one with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/optic. That's BetterHelp.com/optic.
This episode of the Optic Podcast is brought to you by AG1. I know you guys have had greens before, or maybe you haven't. And if you have, this is better. You've heard us talk about AG1 before. The greens that you put inside of a cold glass of water in the morning help start your day. Well, AGZ is going to help you get healthy sleep. So before you go to bed, put a little bit of AGZ in some milk or some water, milk if you want that like creamy texture, and drink it up, and you will get some of the healthiest sleep that you've ever gotten. I enjoy it. I really liked AG1, so I really like AGZ as well, because sleep is a big part. Something that I've been trying to work on a little bit lately, and they've helped me. AGZ is a melatonin-free formula with clinically studied herbs, adaptogens, and minerals. So they did all the work with their chemistry brains and their nice, smart people doctor brains, and all we got to do is put it in a drink and drink it all up, and we feel real good. AGZ is one of the few sleep supplements that contains two very high quality ingredients. You guys are just gonna saffron and magnesium L-threonate, I believe is what they're called. I could have butchered that. And they have them at the amount supported by research that together supports the body's need to calm and ease into a natural sleep. So if you're waking up and you think you got headaches, you think you have not had a good sleep, this could be your ticket to that healthy, nice 8 hours plus of good sleep. AGZ is an excellent source of magnesium. Each serving of AGZ offers 250 milligrams of highly bioavailable magnesium, providing over half of your daily value. You gotta get it. I loved AG1. I also am loving AGZ. I've only tried it a few times, but if it's anything like AG1, I'm really going to enjoy it. If you are ready to turn down the stress and focus on the rest, head to drinkag1.com/optic to get a free frother with your first purchase of AGZ. That's drinkag1.com/optic. Now let's get you back to the podcast.
So again, back to Sin City. I think it has to be a must stop. This is an entertainment. The competition is really real, and there's winners and losers, but there's something entertaining.
If they want to feel something, they need to go to London. If they want to feel something or see the vision clear for the near future, they need to go to London.
To where?
And get a London and get a clear vision of this shit.
Dude, okay, first of all, I agree with you. The London crowds have always fucking been insane, but don't act like the Allen of Texas.
Oh, yeah. I know that. But I'm saying, like, you know how this shit goes.
Yeah. There's rumors of it being in Paris also.
That'd be sick.
That is sick.
I'm down for that. But see, that doesn't, like...
Doesn't pique your...
I'd rather go to London.
London over Paris?
Hey, but remember that pizza that we had, though, in Paris?
I've never been to Paris.
I went to Paris and that Chinese food got sick.
Is this for EWC?
EWC. That's where Seth... where Seth was in the bathroom fucking sleeping and shit. That's where it came from.
Me and Ace were in Paris, got Chinese food. We both took a bite and we're like, whoa, what the fuck is this? Yeah. It was disgusting.
Oh.
It could not have been real. I don't know what it could have been. We both got sick from it. It was so bad.
Wait, so after the first bite, you're like, oh, I'm going to give it another shot.
Yeah, so I kept eating it a little bit because I was hungry and already, I was going to pay for it.
God, the chicken sandwiches by the Hippodrome.
Disgusted me.
Mayo only.
Ooh.
Wait, the what?
The chicken sandwiches next to the Hippodrome in London. I just went to Shake a Seat. Like, you know some shit. Like, you need to be somewhere in South Dallas or so. Oak Cliff or cooking these joints.
Oak Cliff, nah, Frisco, Texas. Yeah,
real one.
But yeah, look, again, I'm excited about the next season. I hope that they accept our bid for one of the events that we bid, and we get to throw an event.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of hearing y'all complain. Because Halo, I don't know what the fuck's going to go on. Shit might be dead.
Yeah, what are you playing?
Rumor has it,
yes,
huh?
Tell us.
Rumor has it there's going to be... There will be... I don't think there's going to be an official like HCS Pro League. But the rumor has it that the HCS and like LVT and 343 or whatever, they're going to work together to have something, but it's just not going to be what it is right now. I don't think it's going to be like the official HCS.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still going to be like MLG type events where they're still going to be broadcasted.
Yeah, but
all that stuff.
Remember after Halo 5, they still ran some like Halo 3 event? Or
nah, not really.
After Halo, exactly. And like that's probably what it's going to be. After Halo 5 shut down to where there was no more worlds, there was no more like events leading up to the worlds. Yeah. There was just like some random events that people were hosting. But I don't know if HCS was supporting it. Apparently HCS will still be supporting in some capacity, but I don't think it's going to be what it is this season.
Who came in last, Riley? Bring it up.
This is going to be, this might be it for Halo Infinite.
Yeah, for last season. Yes, point placings. Yeah, my optics relationship with Halo is always going to be a storied one for obvious fucking reasons. But man, like, there's something's got to give there too, because like it is a fucking it's got so much history in esports that it deserves to be there at the table in the end.
And it is fun to watch.
So for example, right, like Los Angeles Gorillas, okay, so Vegas, damn, Falcons,
3-28.
See, their situation's different though.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But imagine if there was like relegation. Next year, everybody's starting fresh. It's relegation at the very least. And then here comes fucking Ahmed, right? Ahmed was the one that won EWC?
Oh yeah.
They beat that's right. They beat FaZe, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm trying to see.
That's what I'm trying to see.
People need to fucking care about this, dude. Like it's not fun. It's not fun. Like why don't you care? Like why do you even have a fucking team if you don't give a fuck? Like this is like, I love this shit. I can't wait for the season to start, especially next year.
They're gonna see once that process drops. They're going to see your passion. Me and Hex just watched a clip, walked in. Of course, Roger's working on
it. Whoa, it's too much.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay.
But it's just, there's clips in there of during the bad times of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're gonna see Hex's passion behind it.
It took a lot.
Shit's going to be a banger, though. Shit is going to be a banger.
I don't know, man. Something's got to give. I like the controller esports is in danger. You know what I'm saying? We're already playing on PC. That's one spot. What happened?
Yes, it's the end is near.
No, hell no. We're still here, baby. We can keep any ship afloat.
Yes, I gotta get shredded finally. Fucking TikToks, IG reels, good lighting.
All of that, man. Cooking. Wait, Tom Brady on retires? Hit me, Riley. What does that mean?
Flag football, Turkey got him.
I don't want to talk about the Halo team.
Turkey Alashiki, you know how he gets down.
Very excited to unretire and come back and play in another incredible flag football game.
Okay.
In Riyadh, March 21st, 2026, for Riyadh season.
I'm going to shake him for QB.
That's all I'm thinking about right now.
That's where my mind goes.
Turkey Alashiki, hey, Turkey!
He's just 500 million.
Turkey,
my boy. That's Turkey Alashiki.
What's Turkey Alashiki?
Y'all know each other?
Turkey
Alashiki.
He's one of your subs.
How you know?
My boy right there.
How does Bose have 50,000 subs? Turkey.
My guy right there. Tap in. I'll see you soon, Turkey.
Turkey Alashiki. All right.
Hey, let me get a raid, man.
Oh, he don't do raids. He got a bag for that.
He don't do what?
He don't do raids. He does wire transfers.
Not gifted subs.
Riyadh is bringing the heat with the first ever event, Fanatics Flag Football Classic, part of Riyadh season featuring NFL legend Tom Brady and star-studded lineup. Get ready for an unforgettable showdown, Riyadh Kingdom Arena, March 21st, 2026.
I swear, people be cooking Meek Mill, but he owns some part of Fanatics, so I know he's making some.
No.
Really? Meek Mill has a
ownership
part
of Fanatics?
Dang. These are some of the players that are going to be involved. Max Crosby, Tyreek, Odell, Gronk.
So damn. Basically, what I see up there is...
Why aren't people doing this
Rob
for old
got
Halo
paid,
players?
Odell Max. Got paid, and Tom Brady got paid.
What about Tyreek Hill?
Nah, they're going on the leg. You know how that shit go. They're staying on the NFL. They're like, yeah, we partnered with Turkey, so you guys got to fly out, actually, on a...
Yeah.
They send them a content sheet.
Yeah. That's how it works. You get paid to do that.
Yeah,
mean?
Exactly. No bullshit.
There
that's
they
what
go.
They told them. That's what you get paid to do it. He told the CD, I pay you for content.
See,
bro.
Even they're doing it. Hey, they're doing it in the NFL. Yo,
you think I play you to pay football, motherfucker?
I play you to go shake some hands and wave with the fans, dude. That's dope, though.
What's the next thing we're doing, man? When's the next baseball game?
I'm down
like
for flag
award?
Football.
Like, when's
flag football? I'll be QB. Yeah.
Who's going to be QB?
Me.
Nah, listen.
I got the best arm.
No, you don't. All right, let's quarterback
nah,
challenge.
Does.
Let's do a quarterback challenge.
We can. I'm going to win. I know I'm going to win.
You don't think Bose can't the throw the farthest at least?
Say it again?
You don't think Bose can't throw the farthest?
No, 100% if I even try.
I literally think that maybe one, maybe Skump can throw farther than me. Maybe.
I have a fucked up shoulder, so I'm not even going to put myself in that combo, but
wait,
fastest, yeah, that's best hands. I mean, what else do you need him?
Fastest?
100%. Who's faster than me in this fucking order?
Bam!
What the fuck?
I don't know about that.
Got
even
better.
Boom.
I'm
boom.
Best boom. Man, better hands. I got the best hand.
I don't want to hurt my hands, he said.
I don't want to hurt my hands.
Nah, this is crazy.
I'm going to be running routes.
If you can't do this right here, Nick, right here, then please stop.
I could do this, but my shoulder is fucked up.
No, this not is just that. Another I meant this right here.
What, a solid little spiral?
No,
like keep backing up?
Nah, this right here. If you can't do this.
Skump's a little athletic, I ain't gonna lie. Like that?
Nah, if you can't do this right here. And don't talk to him.
No, oh I can't. I can't do that.
No,
at all.
Hard that is on a spiral 30 yards.
Accurate.
Nail in the pass. Like.
You know how his arm strength is. That was just mint. That was like
yo. What if Seth tackled him right there?
Just fucking pushed him to the fucking ground.
yeah, we need to do something.
Pretty cool. Search engine popularity over time. No. ChatGPT climbing fast, dude. Just remember, at some point or another. At one point, Google was a search engine that gave you the best results, and there was no sponsored.
Still haven't used this shit.
To it, man. You still haven't used what?
ChatGPT
for nothing?
I mean, what am I looking up though,
bro?
Maybe some chess.
Anything,
maybe
bro,
some chess stuff.
You need to get the
some
intricate
chess
details
workouts,
of things,
like, just
bro.
Like something different.
No chess, like
oh,
playing
chess?
The board
yeah,
game.
Yeah, maybe use anything. I use it for
some,
like
some
if I run out of ideas working
bro.
Out, and then I'll just
what?
Like, give me some different ideas to work out.
What'd you say?
Kind of dope.
I use it to like just. Get more information about things.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I use it to prove people wrong.
Oh, no, hell no. I block people like that.
Oh, man. All right.
Craziest Halo trick shot of all time.
All right, let's see this. Let's see it.
Let me see this shit.
Bonus.
Shit. What map is this called?
This is, this is Halo 1.
No, what map is it?
Oh, no Blood way. Golf? How does the sniper fly?
Oh, hell no. Nah. Wait, run that back.
I mean, that was nerdy.
Wait, how did he do that?
He naded the sniper from here.
Oh, and then he gets it.
To him.
And then he catches it.
Oh, my God.
This guy's actually always pulling crazy. Something out of his ass. Who is this? This is Mint Blitz. Yeah, he's always doing something. Shout out Mint Blitz,
though.
Man.
That's
keeping crazy. Halo alive.
Dude, why? Why can't I have this much fun anymore?
Say, ma.
Dude, why don't I just love staying on the game like 8 hours a day?
I miss it, man.
You know, I'm going to tell you what it is. Game battles. Game battles, when game battles went away, like I feel like
I know,
my seasons are
ended.
Different. My years became
ended.
Different.
Can we do like, can we create some shit squad when the new COD comes out?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to play with fucking, I mean, they're not going to play with me anyways, but I need someone to play with.
Yeah, I'm
some sort of competitiveness, but to where it's about fun. But not
listen, let me know because Old Men of Optic are down too.
Old Men of Optic been bullshit.
I'm in.
Old Men of Optic is bullshit.
They've been bullshitting. Yeah, I ain't been on the grind.
Dude, no, it's done. It's done.
Well, you closed it.
It's only there was when there was
once you lost your leader.
Who?
Hutch?
Nah, man.
Nah, Fwiz was the leader, right?
Fwiz is, no, actually, we are. There's the four. Me, Hutch, Diesel, and Fwiz are gonna be playing the game when it first comes out.
Play me in TST.
Get fucking ready.
Play me in TST.
Come through, because you know I'm gonna be playing every day. 8 hours a day plus, so my movement's gonna be ready.
I'm trying to do some like morning sessions.
So do I. I don't fucking play at night. I go to sleep at.
We gotta start like 4 a.m.
I am in.
Scumps on at 10, 9, 10.
Those are my hours.
Then we start shutting.
Oh, I don't care who's live.
By the time he's on,
I don't care who's live. I'm going live
for love of the game.
Yeah,
bring it back.
Yeah, that look good. I'm in.
Some fucking passion.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I do appreciate everybody stopping by and saying hello. We will see you next week at the usual time and in the same bat channel. Goodbye.
Peace.
Uhr 11:58 Mittagspause. Dein Magen knurrt lauter als der Bürohund. Und dann ploppt der Chat auf. Kantine, wie immer. Wenig später blickst du auf die wie immer mickrige Portion und denkst dir nur, wir hätten zu Meckes gehen sollen. Für den Big McDonald's Hunger, probier den neuen Big Gouda und den Big Tasty Red Steakhouse mit 100% Rindfleisch aus Deutschland. Solange der Vorrat reicht, nicht zu unseren Frühstückszeiten.